Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the UIC Pavilion in beautiful downtown Chicago. You're listening to UIC Flames Men's Basketball live on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life, powered by the Illinois Media School. Good evening, everybody. I'm Bill Downing, joined by my co-host Julio Rosseo, and tonight it's the 16-11 Phoenix of Green Bay in town to take on the 14-14 UIC Men's Flames basketball team. And tonight is the final home game, Julio, of the season for UIC. Last time out, Green Bay was able to beat them. It was a close one. What should we see tonight?
You know, Bill, typically the final home game of the season is senior night. One of the youngest teams in all of NCAA basketball, the UIC Flames, they have no seniors on the team. So tonight is just an ordinary final game of the season. And you'd hope, if you're UIC, you want to end the 2016-17 homestand with a winning record. UIC, not a bad victory they picked up the other night. Back on the 17th, they defeated Detroit Mercy. UIC lost, Sunday, 87-75 in the gray wooden floors of Oakland, Michigan, and the Grizzlies. Hard-fought game, and looking at over the last, since February 2nd, January 29th.
All right, welcome back to the UIC Pavilion. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Julio Rosseo. UIC will be going right to left on your radio dial, decked out in their whites, trimmed in blue and red stripes on the side. The Phoenix of Green Bay in their all-green uniforms with white numbers. And Julio, should be a great contest to end the regular season home for the UIC Flames tonight.
Yeah, two teams met not too long ago, Bill. February 2nd in Green Bay, close ball game, as Green Bay defeated the Flames 84-80, expecting the same here tonight.
UIC wins the toss. Odiasi gets it back to Ferguson now. Ferguson, left elbow, top of the key now. Drives his man, Odiasi, for an alley-oop, and he misses it. Phoenix with the rebound. Cantor with it. Back over in the right wing. Cantor now, top of the key. He dribbles it to the left. Back over to the right to Finlay. Back into Cantor, trying to get a shot off on Odiasi, and that's not going to work. Small now with it. Shot up and good.
Good second chance rebound and nice fadeaway jumper as well, as the first points on the board.
Khalil Small with the basket for Green Bay. Now UIC trying to even up the score. Matthews with it, top of the key, ball is stripped. Back down with it is Kolawale. Up for three, and shot is good by Matthews. Dominique Matthews from downtown Chicago. UIC up 3-2. Small now for Phoenix, gets it down low to Low. Low to Low, swings it over to the right side. Cantor from deep, and that's going to be good from downtown. Big man Kareem Cantor for Green Bay puts him up 5-3.
Not a bad shot from the big man. Wide open three. Got to keep an eye out if you're the Flames defense. You can't let a big man have that much space in three-point range.
Santo picked up by Small at the top of the key. Swings it over to Kolawale. Back out to Santos for three, and that's going to be no good. Rebounded by, that is Cantor for Phoenix, of Green Bay. Cantor now dribbles on Odiasi. Shot up at the opposite hand. That is no good. Rebounded by Ferguson. Here comes UIC trailing 5-3 with 18:05 left here in the first half. Ferguson crossover dribble. Shot up and good. Downtown three for Ferguson for UIC.
Not a bad job by the Belleville native. Nice crossover and a sweet jumper for Ferguson.
Botts now for Green Bay. Tries to get in and to Low. He's picked up by Santos just outside the paint. Finlay now back into Cantor in the block, and that's going to be good. Cantor for two. Kareem Cantor for Green Bay gives him a one-point lead at 7-6.
Impressed thus far as we get a defensive foul. Ferguson coming across the timeline, but Bill, I'm impressed thus far with the 6'10 junior Kareem Cantor from Istanbul, Turkey. went to the famous IMG Academy in Florida. Raw talent, the big man. Like what I've seen thus far.
Yeah, he's able to handle the ball. He's not only a good receiver, but he can pass the ball too, and that's kind of important for a big man. UIC trailing by one now with the ball. Santos Ferguson, left wing, drives into paint, shot up, partially blocked by Lowe, and here comes Green Bay out with it. Cantor gets it out to Finley. Finley now at the free throw line, out for three. That's going to be no good by Box.
Nice rebound.
Lowe in the paint. They got a box out. Green Bay, Julio, and Cantor was able to do that. And again, offensive rebounds killing UIC early.
5 points for Cantor, the majority of the 9 points thus far here in the first few moments of the first half.
9-6 is your lead. You're listening to UIC basketball. ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. Santos in the paint, turnaround, shot good. He knew what he was going to do with the ball from the top of the key, Julio, and he drops it in for two.
Yeah, nice spin move in the paint by Santos.
Low over in the corner to Botts. Cantor, right wing, picked up by Odiasi. Outside the three-point line, Finley drives left hand in the paint, opposite hand, shot up and good.
Splitting through two defenders was Finley, going in from the left wing, weaving through defenders in the paint with a right-hand layup.
Yeah, you talked about that IMG Academy. Finley's another graduate of that. Again, Kolawale now for UIC with it. Drives in the left side. He's in the paint. Tries to get it out. He finally does. Good 2-3 defense set up by Green Bay, and UIC is going to reset with 17 on the shot clock. Ferguson for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Small with the rebound for Green Bay as they lead 11-8. Small, quick shot, rebounded by Odiasi. And as a coach, Julio, you can't be too happy with a quick shot like that.
Absolutely not. You have to. Oh.
Shot up by UIC is going to be no good. Cantor for Green Bay. Oh, that was almost over and back. Cantor did not know where he was on the court.
Yeah, that was a poor pass by Cantor trying to go behind the back.
Finley and head coach Steve McLean wanted a charge on that, but it's going to be a foul on UIC, and we're going to take a timeout. Your score is 11-8 with 15:10 left here in the first half. You're listening to UIC basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life.
I've been in the radio and broadcasting business a long time, more than 3 decades, and I thought, you know, if I spread my knowledge and shared what I know about the business with a lot of young minds, maybe I could get some of those people involved. And my dad talked to schools, and I thought, I could do that too, and I could do it all in one place at Illinois Media School. I've been having a great time. I tell everybody I'm learning as much from the students as they learn from me. I am Eddie Volkman, and I am IMS.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for 2 radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Welcome back to UIC men's basketball action on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Julio Arceo. And on that timeout, that last foul, Julio, was called on KJ Santos. Head coach Steve McLean thought that was a charge, but Santos picked up the foul.
Yeah, not a bad start here. Just over 4 minutes, less than 5 minutes into this first half. And I have a feeling, Bill, it's going to be a barn burner throughout the evening.
Well, you got some new players in there now. Jamar Hurdle in for Green Bay, and he gets the first possession and scores. and extends the lead 13-8 with 15 minutes left here in the first half. Ferguson now for UIC, top of the key. We have a travel call. Ferguson just prior to the pass to Santos, and a traveling call on UIC.
Sloppy ball handling by the Flames offensively, and just trying to avoid a big run by the Phoenix here in this midway stage of the first.
Warren Jones, Khalil Small, now back over to Hurdle, right side. He drives in the paint, tries to get his man up. That's blocked by Odiasi, and here comes UIC. Santos in transition. Back out to Ferguson for three from the left elbow. Quick shot, no good. Small with the rebound for Green Bay, and here they come. Looks like an alley-oop. Oh, just missed to Hurdle.
Good rebound, though, by the Phoenix.
Blocked by Odiasi again. Two blocks and two trips for Odiasi. Here comes UIC with it. Coast to coast, in and out, no good. Ate, and they're still fighting for it. Ferguson gets it out.
There are four men literally convening on Ferguson.
Another shot. Dominique Matthews with three. That's no good. Rebounded by Green Bay, and here comes Jones out with it. Wow.
Steve McClain furious. That last offensive possession. Got what he wanted in terms of the team picking up the pace and transitions. We get a foul call on the defensive end of the floor on the Flames.
That's going to be Marcus Ate.
And you can tell Steve McClain wants that up and down tempo for the Flames. He's getting it in spurts throughout the course of the season, hence their near 500 record.
UIC.
There are 500, pardon me.
Exactly. UIC, no points in the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds. You don't want to do that against a team like Green Bay.
They're 0 of 7 from their last 0 of 7, their last 7 field goals.
Jones now with it for Green Bay. Swings it over in the corner to Cooper. Back up top to Jones. He swings it over now to the left side. Now he's in the paint. He loses the ball, and they're going to call a travel on Jones. Warren Jones with the travel. Another turnover early for Green Bay, but they still have the lead at 13-8 with 13:30 left here in the first half.
Surprisingly, just one turnover for the Phoenix. There's three total, two for the Flames. I'm looking early at the rebound totals, even or just around even, 9-7 the Phoenix. Both teams even in the offensive rebound category at 3.
Geis inbounds it for UIC to Ate. Back over to Geis in the corner. He's a southpaw, shot up and good. Three-pointer from the right corner is good for Kyle Geis.
So can't believe I'm surprised.
Back and forth we go. Warren Jones for Green Bay for a three, and they're just trading baskets now, 16-11. Almost stolen by Green Bay, but Marcus Ate with it brings it over the timeline now, and he is picked up by Khalil Small. Shot up and good. Count the basket and the foul. Marcus Ate to the basket for two. Count it.
Nice dribble drive by Marcus Ate. We get a whistle. No, we're just getting a whistle for substitution, but a nice drive down the left paint for Ate. Left-handed kiss off the glass. A chance at the three-point play.
And he's only a freshman, but he was playing like a senior there. I think he realized that shooting from the outside was not working. He misses the free throw. Now a three-point lead by Green Bay, 16-13. Green Bay brings it down. Cooper now with it, top of the key. Drives into paint. There's a whistle. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Kyle Geis of the Flames. That's going to be the team's third foul. Cantor back in for Green Bay. Small out. Looks like head coach Link Darner going with a bigger team out there right now against UIC.
Green Bay has the height advantage over the Flames. They certainly want to take advantage of that and get more buckets in the paint.
Jones drives in the paint. We have another whistle. And that's going to be on. That's a controlled foul. It's going to be on Green Bay. UIC, that's going to be on Warren Jones. That's his first.
A good job setting the feet in the paint by Robinson. Did a good job of shifting, watching as the Phoenix are dribbling down the lane, knowing if he can get himself set, position good in the paint, they're going to give him that off. They're going to give the offensive foul. So good recognition of where you are on the floor.
I like that. UIC brings it up. Odiasi up now. Clint Robinson up with it, and he's going to be fouled. Let's see who the foul's going to be.
It's on Cantor.
Kareem Cantor, the big man, as you said, out of IMG Academy. You were talking about that earlier. Tevin Finley is also out of the IMG Academy, but this one, he's out of Quality Education Academy compared to the Wilbraham and Monson Academy that Cantor went to. So it must all be worldwide that this academy is, and like you said, they bring out a ton of great talent.
Robinson missed the first free throw. Hasn't shooting much free throws over the course of the season. Going back to the game against Trinity, it was 10 of 13 from beyond the arc. Like to see your big men get more free throw attempts per game as he missed the second.
USC's missed their last three attempts from the charity line. Shot up is no good by Hurdle for Green Bay. Rebounded by Robinson. Santos swings it back into Robinson into paint. He loses the handle, and it's going to go off Green Bay, and it's going to be UIC ball. We got a timeout with 11:53 left here in the first half. Low scoring first half. Green Bay leads 16-13. You're listening to UIC men's basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Hey, it's Chris Reese, and I am so glad to be back at IMS. I graduated back in 2007, started my career at US 99.5, started working with Lisa and Ray. I was the producer there for about 7-8 years, and I am so glad to be back in the building teaching some new students here, getting them back doing Adobe, getting them over that fear of talking on the radio. And it's Chris Reese, Night Guy on 101.9 The Mix, and I am IMS.
At Chicagoland Sports Radio, we're committed to bringing you the latest in all things Chicago sports. For all of the news, analysis, and interviews to keep you informed, log on to ChicagolandSportsRadio.com to listen live. Chicagoland Sports Radio, it's not just sports, it's a way of life.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Welcome back to the UIC Pavilion in downtown Chicago. I'm Bill Downing, joined by Julio Rosseo. And Julio, nobody really shooting the lights out. UIC, 2 of their last 9. Green Bay, 1 of their last 5. Green Bay shooting 47%, UIC 36%.
The leading scorer thus far, Cantor with 5 for Green Bay. Matthews and Geis with 3, so low scoring output of 5 seconds. That is inexcusable. Coming out of a timeout, an official's timeout, and for Michael Kowali, not able to get an inbounds pass. Steve McClain is turning bright red. He's turning flame red.
Yeah, he's not happy with that. And you had players at least call a timeout. You don't want to turn the ball over, especially out of a timeout. Green Bay's Cantor shot up is no good. Rebounded by Matthews. Matthews now swings it over to Kolawale here in the left corner. Shot up and blocked. Robinson goes up for it. Big block there by Cantor. Here comes Green Bay. Transition. They try to get it into the paint. Kick it back out for 3 for Botts. That's no good.
Oh, nice rebound by Cantor. And
wow.
He gets the put back in.
You got to control the paint and block out. We've talked about this many times already, Julio. UIC not doing a good job blocking out.
Phoenix 4-0 on second chance points.
Ate with it. Picked up by Cantor. Out just on top of the key. Swings it back up. Kolawale back to Ate. Kolawale back out to Ate. He's going to have to bring it back out. Cantor all the way out of the paint. Kolawale knows it. Shot up. Nope, they're going to say the basket does not count.
And they called the foul prior to Cantor making the motion going in for a basket.
Marcus Ate again going up for it. You're right there, Julio. Ate trying to get these bigs in some foul trouble early for Green Bay.
Boy, and they're showing the replay on the scoreboard here.
Shot up by Matthews is going to be no good for UIC. Low between two flames comes down with it. Transition game quickly for Cooper and the Phoenix, and he's going to be fouled. That's going to be a two-shot penalty, and that's going to be a foul on. Boy, it's so loud here. A lot of people here tonight, Julio, and making things very, very difficult to hear, but make that 14 fouls now for UIC, and that's going to put Charles Cooper to the line out of Gary, Indiana, Lou Wallace.
Foul charge to Ate, his second. And I was mentioning those. They're showing the replay here at the pavilion with Cantor's basket, the possession prior for Green Bay. He got the rebound, put it back in off the Botts missed three-pointer, and Cantor, so big at 6'10", got the rebound, hovering over a smaller defender in UIC, and Green Bay, as they made the free throw, they're up seven. Big key for them tonight is to take advantage of their height, and thus far, they're doing a really good job. 6 points in second chance buckets.
UIC now with it after Cooper makes both free throws. Odiasi in the paint, and he's going to be fouled. Let's see who this is going to be on. This is going to be number one, Kareem Cantor. I believe that's going to be his second personal foul. No early foul trouble yet, but Cantor with two. You got to be a little concerned with that as their leading scorer with 7 points.
You'd like to see your players, if you're going to get in foul trouble, to at least have two or three midway through, as first free throw is good for Ty Odiasi, the former Homewood Flossmoor star. Certainly would like to see two to three in the late stages of the half.
Boy, I tell you, UIC not shooting good at all from the free throw line tonight. 25%.
Yep. Now 1 of 4 from the charity stripe.
Cooper now for Green Bay. Botts, right elbow. Kicks it over to Finlay. Back over to Botts. Top of the key. Finlay drives. Wild shot up. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Ferguson. Here comes UIC trailing by 6. Just under 10 minutes left here in the first half. Matthews for 3 from the corner is no good. Left corner shot, no good. Finlay now down for the rebound for Green Bay. Down to Cantor. One pass. Odiasi sends that into Never Neverland. My God, what a block. That's his third or fourth shot of the night already.
Never knew Never Neverland was in the West loop.
Wow, he didn't see that coming. You've got to anticipate. If Odiasi is 10 feet within that basket, you've got to get that shot up early, and you got to keep it low because he's going to swat it into Never Neverland, as I said. And there must be one here because I think I saw it.
I think it's near the L stop. Steps from here, from the pavilion.
But if you see Never Everland, you're not supposed to see the end of it.
That's very true.
You're right. And we never see the end of it.
Well, it's called Racine Avenue. It's never ending here.
Good point.
Shot clock at 15 seconds, 9:37 left here in the first half. Green Bay with it. They lose it, but Hurdle comes back up with it. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Finlay drives into paint amongst two. Odiasi gets a hand on it. Shot up. That's going to be no good. Another block by Finlay, and here comes UIC. Matthews with it. Wild shot up. Wow. That's no good. And that's going to be...
They're going to say out of bounds.
Oh.
Boy, the Flames just struggling. Nice job by Finlay creating a pump fake. The runner just didn't go through, and he got his own rebound. UIC just doing a terrible job boxing out on their end of the floor.
Wow.
Very fortunate Finlay missed both of his shot attempts, but on the other end, UIC airballs an easy layup attempt. Struggling from the field, 5 of 18, struggling from beyond the arc at 3 for 10.
You almost got to think you got to wait for your teammates to come down. You can't just put the game on your shoulders this early in the contest, and you're not shooting very well at 28%.
Hurdle missed that jumper for Green Bay a moment ago.
All right, now UIC comes back with it. That's Ferguson. Shot up, no good. Offensive rebound. Hurdle and Odiasi, and that is going to be
That's going to be a foul on Odiasi.
Wow.
Boy, the trends are pointing downward in this first quarter. Flames 0 for their last 5 field goal attempts. They're 2 of their last 14. We're going to time out. No, excuse me. Odiasi's headed to the free throw line.
So that foul was on?
The foul was on Small, excuse me, since
that's his second. Yeah. I thought it was on Odiasi by the way he was reacting. But to
makes
the line.
The free throw.
Yeah, and you know, that's one thing we were talking about, Julio, the free throw percentage. You know, they're batting 1,000 in Green Bay, 33% for UIC. Those points could come back to haunt them.
Odiasi had 16 points on Sunday in the loss against Oakland on the road. 16 points, 31 minutes.
Well, he makes both of them, pulls them within 4. 20-16 is your score. Green Bay with the ball going left to right. Finlay back over to Botts. Right elbow, trying to find Hurdle down in the paint. Low swings it cross court. Hurdle with it now in the paint. Shot up with his right hand and good.
Oh, nice job by Finley getting the cross court pass. A couple of dribbles from the left wing into the paint. And where's the help defense by UIC? Finley easily able to go from the wing into the paint for the layup.
He walked right by Odiasi. Santos underneath the basket, reverse shot off the backboard and good. KJ Santos with the basket. Now it's 22-18 is your score. The scoreboard here is not working properly. Hurdle with the shot in the paint, and that is going to be good. Uncontested just inside the free throw line. And that's good.
Nice pass from low in the left paint. Wide open was Hurdle. And again, UIC struggling defensively as they trail 24-18.
Ferguson gets it down to Kolawale in the paint, kicks it back out to Ferguson, left elbow. He's picked up by Finlay underneath the basket.
Nice
Santos pass for the jam.
Nice pass, extra extension for Santos. And on the other end, the floater. Boy, UIC getting charged up with a great pass. And here on the other end, we get a near foul. No foul was called. Now a foul is called.
Wow. You talk about in-your-face slam. Green Bay says, that's fine. Small comes down, gets it. The basket for Green Bay. UIC comes back down, and we got a free-for-all down here. We have a timeout with 7:10 left in the first half. 26-20 is your score. Green Bay in the lead. You're listening to UIC basketball on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life powered by the Illinois Media School.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here. And I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Leg out.
Welcome back to UIC Pavilion in beautiful downtown Chicago. I am Bill Downing, joined by Julio Raseo. 26-20 is your score. 7:12 left here in the first half. Green Bay with the lead.
Yeah, first half shooting not pleasant for the Flames. 7 of 21, 33%. 30% from three-point range shooting at 3 of 10. And doing a poor job from the charity stripe, 3 of 7 in this first half. Santos, who had a power dunk before the officials for the timeout, leads the Flames in scoring with 6. Cantor leads all scorers with 7.
Michael Kolawale to the line for UIC. Shot is up and it is good. First one is good for UIC. 26-21 is your score. Green Bay with the lead. Second shot coming up for Kolawale.
Kolawale from Rowlett, Texas. And lucky for him, it's been quite a mild winter.
Yes, it has. Thank God for that.
Made the second free throw.
4-point lead for Green Bay. Cooper with it for the Phoenix. Right side, gets it out the hurdle. He's picked up by Odiasi at top of the key. Back over to Cooper. Just outside the block, shot up over Santos is no good. Santos with the rebound. Here comes UIC with it.
There's a bit of a deflection too. It landed the ball into the hands of Santos.
Geis right in front of us, left elbow, swings it back up to Santos. Ferguson now with it. Hankerson for Green Bay picks up Ferguson now. High screen set by Odiasi. Geis for 3 from the left elbow. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by the Phoenix.
Flames are 3 of 11 this first half from three-point range.
Warren Jones gets the rebound, takes it all the way down for a three-point attempt. That's going to be no good. Here comes UIC. Kolawale with 1 man to beat. Shot up and good. Oh. Count the basket and the foul.
He was pushed to the floor. And I believe, no, they're going to call an offensive foul on UIC. Santos with a bit of separation as he used his elbow, extended a way bit too further. We're looking at the replay here. Yeah, he shoved. He pushed off Jamar Hurdle as he was going for the layups, almost like a stiff arm, Bill, like, get out of my way. Got the layup to roll, but Hurdle immediately knew it was a foul and hold him so.
Good call, though. We didn't really see it here. It looked like a great basket, but he used his left arm to push the defender away. And just as we said that, Green Bay turns the ball over. 5:59 left here in the first half, 26-22. Wow, that has the people here at the UIC Pavilion booing the refs, but it actually is a good call.
It's a really good call. It was a clear stiff arm. Looked like Jeremy Langford in the game against San Francisco for the Bears. One of the few bright spots.
Hopefully next year there's more bright spots for the Bears. But
we get a foul. That's going to send Santos to the free throw line.
He served up a facial last time for the Phoenix. We'll see what he can do from the charity stripe. 56%, and he throws up a major brick. You got to get them points. Hankerson with the rebound now for Green Bay. Right wing, Jones now. Top of the key. Three-point attempt by Hankerson. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Lowe. Second chance here. Offensive rebound for Green Bay. Another three-point attempt is no good.
Another
by Hurdle.
Rebound.
Wow, you've got to get in there. You got big men all over the place. They're going to call that one on UIC also. That's going to be Odiasi, and that's going to be his first personal foul, but my gosh, everything you can do wrong right now in the first half, USC is doing it.
Yeah, he wasn't set in the paint, had his right foot in and his left foot outside the paint, and no hokey pokey, but he did hit the floor hard and got a foul.
Yeah, he didn't bring his left foot in and bring it back out.
He
You're right,
not.
Julio, and good call, good throwback. I wish this was Thursday, back to my fifth grade days of doing square dancing in gym class, which I did not like.
No.
Not a big fan of it.
You seem like a square dancing kind of guy. But.
Okay. No, absolutely not. I have 2 left feet. It wasn't good. Warren Jones now to the line for Green Bay. First one is good.
Jones transfer from Bradley. Went to also to Southeastern Community College, downstate kid, and he had to redshirt in the 2015-16 season due to transfer rules. He's a redshirt senior as he makes his second free throw.
Ate back in now for UIC. Geis going to have a seat. Santos will inbound. 5:28 left here in the first half. 28-22. Green Bay with the lead. UIC attempting to inbound it from our right. Santos gets it into Ferguson. Ferguson dribbles up on Hankerson right over the timeline. Now picked up by Ate. Back to Matthews. He's going to drive into paint. Good give and go. Shot up and good. Good play drawn up by head coach Steve McLean. And count it for UIC. 28-24. It looks like we're going to have a three-second violation on Green Bay. And that's going to be UIC basketball. They are now within four, 28-24.
Can the Flames cut this deficit? Can they? There's plenty of time with 5 minutes to go in the half. Chance either tie, take the lead, get some momentum going into the second half.
Ferguson dribbles up. Matthews with it. Now to Ate. In the paint, shot up and good.
A nice floater there by Ate. Putting it up right there in the paint as the Phoenix are working quickly in transition.
UIC closest they've been this entire game, in within two. And UIC comes down with the rebound. One and done for the Phoenix. Santos now.
Yeah, Jones missed the three-pointer in that last possession.
Ate, and that's going to be, it looks like he pushed off with his left arm prior to the pass, and then that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to call it on Marcus Ate.
They're just shooting themselves in the foot with some of these offensive fouls. Steve McLean, gelled hair coming into tonight's game. Front of the hair, a little bit pointed up with sweat coming down. Not pleased with the Flames' defense. Oh, clear foul prior to the pass, almost like a judo chop to the chest.
It reminds me of a young Pat Riley. Speaking of Pat Riley, the Lakers doing some combustible actions today. Shot up by the Phoenix. That's going to be no good. Kenneth Lowe with it. One and done. Here comes UIC with a chance to tie it with 4 minutes left here in the first half. Oh, nice off the hand dribble by Matthews. We have a foul on the play.
It's going to be on Jasperson, his first. And the Flames will shoot some free throws following the timeout on the floor.
3:58 left here in the first half. 28-26, Green Bay with the lead. You're listening to UIC Men's Basketball on Chicagoland, sportsradio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life, powered by the Illinois Media School.
When it comes to sports, Chicago craves a winner. At IMS, we crave creativity. My name is Sam Panionovich. I'm an instructor in the Sports Emphasis program here at the Lombard campus. And I've been so impressed with the way our students attack their work. From TV reels to radio shows to play-by-play, our students are constantly challenged to create. It's a hands-on class focused around getting reps and experience. With a group of students that are willing to learn and improve, the product keeps getting better and better. I'm Sam Panionovich, and I am IMS.
¿Quieres tener un trabajo en algo que te encante, es divertido y que conozcas muchas personas? Illinois Media School tiene muchas cosas increíbles que ofrecer. No solo hacer segmentos de audio al aire y usar equipos de cámara, e incluso puedes tener tu propio show de radio o televisión y ser exitoso. ¡Llama ahora! Este programa especial te da el camino rápido al entrenar en la industria y puedes tener tu propio show en solo semanas. Illinois Media School. Llama al 630-916-1700 o visite bianair.com/Lombard.
I've been in the radio and broadcasting business a long time, more than three decades, and I thought, you know, if I spread my knowledge and shared what I know about the business with a lot of young minds, maybe I could get some of those people involved. And my dad talked to schools, and I thought, I could do that too, and I could do it all in one place at Illinois Media School. I've been having a great time. I tell everybody I'm learning as much from the students as they learn from me. I am Eddie Volkman, and I am IMS.
Welcome back to the UIC Pavilion. Bill Downing, Julio Rosseo. And Julio, we've got ourselves a close game. Low scoring in that, with Green Bay leading by 228-26 with under 4 minutes left here in the first half.
Not surprising. It's been a close battle. We've seen that from the Flames going back to January the 29th. They lost by two to Wright State, but since then, each win or loss has been single digits. First free throw is good. The game against February 2nd against Green Bay, they lost by four, won by five against Milwaukee, 3-point victory against Youngstown State. The second free throw is good. So they've been close in every game since the 29th. I expect nothing but the same as we head to the second half.
We're all tied up at 28 apiece. Clint Robinson making both for UIC. Green Bay with the ball. Low, right key. Cooper shot up, top of the key. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Santos. Here comes UIC with a chance to take the lead. With under 4 minutes left, Ferguson, top of the key, gives it out to Santos between the circles. Matthews now. Good defense by Green Bay, 2-3 set up. Now Robinson comes out for a high screen. Ferguson trying to utilize that screen. Good defense by Green Bay. Kolawale now, opposite hand shot up and good.
Nice job by Kolawale. Last second decided to go opposite hand and a smart decision as the Flames take the lead.
And they steal the ball. Here comes Ferguson now. Shot up. No, he dishes it off to Santos. That's blocked by Lowe.
Lowe read that perfectly. Santos hesitated maybe a second too long. Freshman mistake there by the Geneva native. And Lowe from behind swats it like a volleyball.
I tell you, one good thing for UIC. It looks like they gained a little of Uncle Mo. The momentum is back with them as they have the 2-point lead.
Flames 8-0 run the last 2:15.
Kolawale gets it out to Ferguson for three from the left corner. That's going to be no good. Botts with the rebound for the Phoenix. Here comes Cooper. UIC with a 2-point lead. Jesperson. Cooper now. Right corner. Far corner, excuse me. That was tipped back. He tried to pass it into the interior. Now Cantor shot up. That's going to be no good. Make that low. Santos with the rebound for UIC. And here comes UIC in transition. Shot up. Count the basket and the foul. Dominique Matthews for the Flames. Draws the contact.
Smart job by Dominique. Getting the ball in transition and going from the wing down the paint. Gets the layup and low. Sloppy defense. Hands going all over the place. And he gets the foul.
Link Darner, head coach for the Phoenix, calls the timeout. And
it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Again, boy, it struggles for Green Bay. Over their last 9 field goals, they haven't scored a point since in the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds. They've been on a bit of a cold spell.
And talk about peaks and valleys there, Julio.
And again, the Flames are on a 10-0 run, nearing 3 minutes. The last 2:54. They've gone on this run to regain the lead. Matthews has 7. Cantor still with 7. So you have Matthews and Cantor leading all scorers for both teams.
Boy, basketball is a weird sport of runs. And like you said, 10-0 run over the last 2:54 for UIC. Matthews drains the free throw. Now UIC up by 5, 33-28, 2:15 left here in the first half. Green Bay with the ball, Jones, top of the key. Left wing, kicks it down to Lowe, just outside the paint. And that's going to be stolen by UIC. Yep, no, but he was going to go out of bounds. Good anticipation by number.
That's Dominique Matthews, good defense by Dominique. And he crashed into a couple of elder statesmen with courtside seats.
Even though he wasn't able to save it, that's good defense by UIC. And we were talking about momentum and a game where things swing each way. Right now, UIC with the momentum and the 5-point lead. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Green Bay does get it in now. Finley dribbles just outside 3-point land to the right. Tries to swing in inside. He does to Lowe. Lowe goes up for it, misses the dunk, but the ball still goes back in. No, I think they're going to wave that off.
They're going to call a foul on the Flames. That's going to be on Odiasi, his second.
I guess count the basket. Kenneth Lowe.
No, they won't. Nope. They won't count the basket. He'll shoot 2 free throws.
Boy, when you're that close and you're that big, you can't miss the rim. And now the Phoenix cannot find where the basket is. It wouldn't matter if it was 10 feet wide right now. UIC on an 11-0 run over the last 3:20. Green Bay 0 for their last 9. 3 minutes and 36 seconds they haven't scored. Well, they finally do. Lowe drains a free throw. 33-29, 1:51 left here in the first half. Full court press by Green Bay. And UIC able to break it. Matthews over the timeline. Swings it over. Santos right here in front of us. Kalawale, and shot up by Matthews is no good.
Well, UIC 3 of 13 now. There's a steal. Flames have it.
And a quick foul by, who is that, number 32, Tevin Finlay off the steal. Good anticipation by UIC. They're going to be going to the line, Julio.
UIC picking up defensively in this late stage of the first half. And Finlay, just a poor outlet pass, trying to go cross court. And the defense of UIC.
Boy, it looks like a mainstay. Safety. The Bears could pick him up because he read the quarterback's eyes there perfectly.
No, I think basketball is his go-to sport as he missed the first free throw. As the Flames not shooting the ball well from the charity stripe. They're 8 of 14 this first half.
Second shot coming up for Ferguson. And that is good. 34-29. We're under 1:30 left here in the first half. UIC with the lead. Green Bay with the ball. Opposite hand shot up by Hurdle is no good. Huge offensive rebound in the paint by, I believe that's Cooper, and he's going to be fouled.
Again, the Cooper and the Phoenix are not sure. I wouldn't say they've mastered the art of the pump fake, but they're nearing master's level.
He's only 6'4". And he's playing amongst some of the bigs.
It's the pump fake can be so easy to detect, and UIC are falling prey throughout this entire first half as the first free throw doesn't fall through. But Green Bay, whether in the paint or outside the three-point line, they can catch UIC off guard with their pump fake as the second free throw doesn't fall in.
Robinson with a rebound for UIC. Here they come in transition. Ferguson just to the left of the block, and good. 10-foot jumper for Ferguson, and that extends the lead to 7, 36-29. Green Bay with the ball, 1 minute left in the first half. Low, top of the key, over to Jones, left corner, on top to Hurdle from three-point land, top of the key. That's no good.
Nice
Cooper
rebound.
With the rebound, rejected by Robinson. Here comes UIC. Kalawale, shot up, no good. Santos follows with the monster dunk.
Nice job by the freshman, acting like an upperclassman, Santos. What a first half he's having. 8 points in 18 minutes.
30 seconds left in the first half. Hurdle, shot up. Odiasi or Robinson just misses it, and that counted for Jamar Hurdle. Wow. Final shot of the first half will be coming up. Steve McClain telling the Flames to slow it down. We want the final shot. 7-point lead, 38-31, 10 seconds left in the first half. Ferguson now with it, picked up by Cooper. Over on the right elbow, he's going to drive into paint. Shot up, double clutch, no good. And we are at halftime. Your score, UIC 38, Green Bay 31. We'll be back with the halftime stats and everything you need to know about UIC right after this on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's not just sports, it's a way of life. Powered by the Illinois Media School.